It's a honor and privilege to be part of the most dynamic business community in our country. And it's just a short notice that I need to share the thought here on Monday Manna. So yesterday when Samson was calling, I have few things in my mind which I want to share with our local groups. And I thought, okay, it's time for me to share it with a larger group through Monday Manna. Thank you so much. So I'm basically a software engineer with a sales background. I started my company in 2012. I'm a first generation entrepreneur, so I went through a lot of struggles, and it was so challenging for me to understand what's happening sometimes. When I happened to meet with Samson and CBMC and Richard Uncle and the team, I was just asking the Lord that I should have been part of this long before. But anyway, God's timing is perfect. And I'm thankful for such a dynamic team who's helping people around and, you know, mentoring people around to be an effective business leader in the marketplace. So today, when I was thinking about what I should share, one thing which came into my mind is thinking beyond boundaries. The reason why I'm saying is I come from a very small town, and jump into this entrepreneurship without having prior experience, without having a great motivation from anybody in my family. And then I went on for so long thinking that what I know is the world. But God has beautifully revealed at some point of time that, you know, you have a lot of limitation with your mind. You have a lot of boundaries set within your mind. With your own limitations, you try to derive a plan, which I have kept in my mind, but it's impossible for you to derive it completely. So I was just listening to one of the interviews by Sundar Pichai, the Google's the CEO. And he said that whenever we think of any product, we think for the whole world. And I was just thinking how I'm thinking, but it's actually directly or no, totally opposite, where I think for someone whom I know. So I start designing a product for them, and then I'll just think, okay, let me expand to the next level, maybe to the state where I reside, and then to the country, and then to the world. I'm not saying it is wrong. Of course, everyone will start like that. But do we have a plan for the globe? Globally, do we have a desire to expand? Do we have the scale-up plan for our business? That's going to be the critical challenge. And I feel that, you know, most of you come from 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s kids. We have this challenge of the conservatism. We always think something local, and then, you know, the scale-up plan is always comes after 5 years of your business operation. So we don't think from the beginning. Today, I'm encouraging you to think something, you know, beyond your boundaries, and you have to think for the whole world. It could be the service what you provide. It could be the product what you design. It could be anything that you have in your mind as an entrepreneur. So that is an encouraging word which came into my mind for the day. And there's one verse which is beautifully said in Proverbs 8:11. For the wisdom is better than rupees, and all the things one may desire cannot be compared with her. So the wisdom is better than rupees. And this particular verse is something that powerfully blown up a lot of limitations within my mind. Because as I said, that there are plenty of limitations within us. It need not be for someone who comes from a tier two town or city, but it is for everyone. We know that our world is this, and we always think within that one. But the wisdom of God will actually help you to think beyond that. And today I'm encouraging each one of you to think beyond that. It's impossible for many to think beyond that because we do have a lot of operational challenges in our business. What I'm talking is something strategic. Of course, you have your own challenges operationally, and you spend 90 to 95% of your time battling on the operational stuff. For example, the first of the month is approaching. So how am I going to pay the salary? It's going to be the biggest thing. and you may not have paid the rent for your office. That's again a challenge. That's an operational challenge. And then you might have big loans, and repaying that will be a difficult thing for you. So those are the things which keep popping up, and you cannot spend time strategically, and you always have challenges over there. So that's when I was approached by some of the business mentors who really helped me to understand how to differentiate the operational challenges and then the strategic one. So the operational challenges will be forever. And of course, with a disciplined way of living, of course, there are a lot of seminars happen. I think George Uncle was conducting and quite a few great seminars where they help you to overcome. They help you to, you know, get out of the debt and help you to have a disciplined way in your finances. Most of your operational challenges are revolving around that area. So that can be taken care of. But the real challenge when the mentor approached me was how much time I am spending when it comes to the operational challenges. It's almost 90%. To be frank, I hardly think of anything strategic in those times. But it was, it was written very clearly that every Christian need to be a strategic guy with a greater vision and a grand vision. So there's one Anna, he used to say that, Bernard, Kasa Panama, pray big. You are not going to pay for a bigger vision. Okay, I'm going to pay 2,000 rupees. For a smaller vision, I'm going to pay 500 rupees, right? So there's no money involved in that. Unfortunately, even to ask something big, we think so many times, will it happen? How that happened? Is it okay to have that one? And I think that is for a bigger company, not for me. So those are the challenges what we have within our mind. So after that suggestion, which came from that Anna, I started praying very big. I said, Lord, the product that I'm designing in the software is going across the world, around the world, and make impact with many entrepreneurs, with many of their employees. And it is going to build lives of many people across the world. So that's how I started praying. And from day one, I have a plan now to think something global. So that is a mind shift that happened to me after I take this very seriously. So I encourage you to think beyond the boundaries and the limitations what you set in front of you. And how that is going to happen is again the second challenge. I can pray anything, right? I can say that, hey, I want to be someone better than Google. I want to be someone better than, Amazon or Walmart in retail or whatever. So you can think anything you want. But when it comes to the execution, you don't need to actually bother. Because my experience is you have to pray and then you just leave it. You get the promise from the Lord and hold on to that one. That's it. The other things will happen. And in a very beautiful way, in a very different way. And if you try to comprehend that, say, hey, for example, I've prayed this and God is going to do this, definitely you will be disappointed. Because the way how God will enable you to achieve the grand vision what you have is very different. And that's what God says, that what you think is not what I think. It's very different. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. And in fact, he says that your eyes have never seen, your ear have never heard, your heart never perceived what I have kept for you. That's a beautiful verse which gives us an idea that you cannot comprehend the kind of plan what God has kept for you. So pray big and don't expect God to follow certain steps to achieve that one. And he will enable you in a very different way. There's one example which I want to share. In my life, it was such a miracle where we were struggling after starting the business in 2012 because my wife and I, we both are techies and we co-founded this company. And it was so much struggle for us to even find a place. So we all work from home. We have a lot of employees in a softer scenario. That's an advantage you have, that we all work from home. And once there was a project in Dubai, So myself and another colleague of mine, we both went and we were staying near the Sheikh Shahid Road. I think most of you know the Sheikh Shahid Road. It's an iconic CBD, the business district, where you have a lot of buildings over there, very beautifully designed and defined. And my friend, he was a believer, and he said, Banat, shall we pray by walking in this road for some time? And I said, yeah, let's pray for our business. And he said that, Lord, you will give a wonderful office in this space, in this road, in this, in any of the buildings in this road. And I just told him that, hey, Rex, it's so difficult for us to find an office space in India. And you're praying that you will get an office space in Dubai. How is it possible? He said, Banat, let's pray. God will take care of that. And then I was not so serious about that one. I thought, okay, in excitement, he prayed. I never had an idea that we need to have an office in Dubai. So we came back and we were searching for an office space. And I thought it's time at least to get one seater or two seater for some of the senior employees in our company. And then some noise over there. So one seater or two seater, and I was inquiring across my location in Whitefield, and I got a good quote from quite a few people. And right in front of our home, just 500 meters away, there is one big IT park here. And every time we cross that IT park, I always tell Divya, my wife, say that if we get an office over here, it'll be great. And she says, let's pray. And we do a very small prayer whenever we cross that IT park. And my finances will not support if I take a space over there. I know for sure that you need to spend a lot of money, not just for the rent, but also for your advance or deposit. So it's impossible for me to think anything, any space over there in such offices. But still, we prayed. And I was searching for a lot of spaces where I can accommodate, I can find a space that accommodate my finance. So it happened so that the day before, a day before I choose the right place, I went to an office space and she said that, sir, I'm ready to take accept your payment, but can you come tomorrow morning? And on my way back, I was praying, Lord, what is happening? I wanted to pay, but she says, come tomorrow morning. Do you have a message for me? And Lord says that you wait. And the whole plan I put off. And then the next day morning, God says that go into this IT park where you have prayed. And then I went inside with a lot of faith. And I said, Lord, I don't want to be ashamed, because of course they will ask who you are and what's your transactions, how big are you? And I have no credentials with me. So I just went inside that one, went to the 9th floor of that building because the office rental agency was there. So I went there and it's a virtual office kind of setup, it's a co-working space, I think 7-8 years back. And I inquired before that same place, and then they said, it'll be very expensive for you. So why can't you check some other new place? But on that day I went. And then that lady called me and said, sir, I want to show you the space. And she showed me a lot of great spaces, a 50-seater, 40-seater, 30-seater. And I couldn't ask that, I said that at least I need 10 seats. And then finally she said that, sir, there is an offer going on and you need to pay some 2,500 rupees. I said, okay, fine. That's a great offer. I'll take 2 seats for me. 2,500 rupees for that space is nothing. But that's an offer just to tempt people to go for a better space in that same floor. So I've said, wow, it's a great offer. Then I took for a year. It's a yearly commitment. And then I said that, and I gave all the address and all the formalities. And finally, she said that we have offices across the globe, around 3,500 locations in the world. So you can go to Australia, operate from our office. You can go to US, New York, CBD, and you will find our space. And that was something unimaginable. I was just thinking, is it true or is it just to get sales? She's lying. And then But she said, no, this is a number you can use globally. I took that number and we started operating from that office. It was a miracle. And God answered our prayer of having an office in that IT park. Then after 3-4 months, I went to Dubai, I think. And I was just thinking that, can I go sit and operate from the same, the brand, because they have office across the globe, right? So I was searching that where they have got an office, and it was on the same Sheikh Zayed Road they got an office. And I went into that office. It's a business, I think, Twin Towers, you know, in Dubai. So I went there. When I sat there, God reminded me that you had actually prayed that you have to have an office over here, right? So it was such a great joy that filled in me. And I said, Lord, the way how you enable us to achieve things is completely different. No ears ever have seen, no eyes have seen, no ear have heard, and never I have perceived that this is what God is going to do. But God has a unique way, a supernatural way for you to achieve the things what you have prayed for. And that encouraged me to pray big always. I tell you, I never had a thought that I will get an office in Dubai. It's actually a two-seater, whatever. But it enables us to take a bigger space in the place where we want to, we want to operate from. And then we upgraded ourselves into a bigger space in Bangalore and then in Dubai. So what I'm saying is that you shouldn't limit yourself in thinking big. That's a key message that I want to share. When Paul was, we all know about the shipwreck happened, right? So Paul was sailing and the shipwreck happening, and all the people around came and said that, Paul, can you please pray? And God said very clearly that you will stand in front of Caesar. There's such a promise, you know. You will stand in front of Caesar and nothing going to happen. So he got the promise from the Lord that he know for sure that nothing will happen to me. And on the way in the island, that again, he was bitten by the snake, and it was so difficult to understand the situation, but he was so fearful because he got a promise saying that you will stand in front of Caesar. Do you have a promise for your business? Do you have a vision? So whenever we pray, right prayer, whenever we have a vision without boundaries, without limitations, I tell you, God will give you the promise. That promise is what you need to hold on to. You don't need to worry who's going to help me in the journey and who will come with me. Supernaturally, God can bring people across the globe, come to you and help you to achieve that vision. And that's the reason I keep encouraging people, the young people, the anyone whom I meet, to think beyond what you can achieve and always pray about it. So practically, I want to say something. For example, most of us know that raw material costs is so cheap in China. And here in one case where a company who was doing really good, I'm getting few verses. Okay, great. Thank you so much. So there are quite a few things happening in the last, 3 decades in China. And we are all witnessing the kind of growth what they have experienced in the last 3-4 decades. And there were some companies in India who thought that they can survive with their own manufacturing advantages here in India. But somehow they felt that if we are not going to compete with Chinese market, and then what happened is they started procuring from China the finished product and then rebrand and then sell it. There are very few companies who were bold enough to go to China and set up a manufacturing unit over there. And it happened so. So whenever we come from a very conservative background, we always go by the flow. But why can't we stand still and then think something different? And God will enable you to think supernaturally in that way, so that you can think differently, go and go and use that opportunity that is available across the globe. That one message, you know, whenever the limitation comes because of where you come from, because you believe that this is how things will be, because that's your world. So once you are out of that one, you can think in a larger perspective. So that is a message that I want to share today, and I'm encouraging you to think beyond boundaries. And I want many of the CBMC business to grow, grow exponentially by having a grand vision for the world. So whenever you think for the globe, because the whole world is looking for you to create something. So that's the key message. It's a very short message. I want to take a few questions from you in the last 5 minutes, and then we close it. Okay, there's one more example, which I thought last time when I was attending Madurai CBMC with Sam Devaram uncle, he was sharing this. And in fact, that'll be an apt, very good example for me to share over here. And then we'll close it. So here, uncle said that he was uncle's wife, a doctor by profession. They were just thinking that can we have, it's a scanning mission, okay, diagnostic mission. So they were planning to buy that one so that the patients who are coming actually no need to travel across the river and then do the scanning and come back. So they have been praying, and uncle gave an idea that can we go for a loan? And then uncle's wife said that, no, let's wait. So they have been praying for so long, and it's easy for them to, you know, go for a loan and get the diagnostic machine and then quickly set up everything in their office to for the comfort of the patients who are coming. But they have been waiting so long, and it happens so the guy who has a diagnostic lab, some 2-3 kilometers away, whom they are actually sending their patients to, that he came and approached uncle and auntie and saying that, can I have my diagnostic lab over here in your premises itself? So if we agree to this, so I'm willing to set up something here. And uncle and auntie were surprised to know that one, because they have been praying so long and they want to do something. And they never thought that this could happen through a guy who is having a diagnostic lab. So he came and he put up, and then they happily agreed, and finally everything set in a beautiful way. And what uncle said is that if I would have gone individually and then set up a diagnostic lab within few months, if there is a technology change, then I should have spent a lot of money in that again. But here, this guy actually took care of that one, because he is more into his focus is diagnostic lab, and he took care of that one. So that's a beautiful way how God actually, make things happen when you pray. So when you pray, saying that, Lord, this is something what I desire for, and the way how God will enable you or make you to achieve that is something supernatural. So waiting upon the Lord will definitely bring a great testimony to share. So today, I hope I have encouraged you to, think beyond your boundaries and wait upon the Lord, and He is going to make things in a very supernatural way. So that's a key message from my side. Thank you so much for your time. Let's pray and close. So, loving Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the beautiful time that you have given to each one of us. Father Lord, we pray that CBMC will produce some of the refined leaders for the globe, oh Father Lord. And when we gather every Monday, we are gathering to encourage each other and pray for each other, Lord. And we pray today, Father, that You will bring out the best inside us, oh Father Lord. And as we heard, Lord, every limitation that is certain because of our culture, because of our language, because of the place where we come from, because of what we have learned all these days, Lord, we shatter all those boundaries. Let the wisdom of God that should be valued beyond anything will reveal the greater things and the grand vision what You have for us, Lord. Help us, Father Lord, to think for the globe. And help us, Father Lord, to overcome all the limitations what You have. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.